Good morning. Good to see you today. In month of March, as we prepare for Easter coming up in April, we will be looking at some mountains. All of these will have to do with something in the life of Christ. So let me invite you, please, to turn with me to Matthew chapter 5, and we will begin reading at verse 1. And this will be Jesus' beginning words of the Sermon on the Mount. You'll certainly identify with them. Now, before we read that, let me take just a brief moment to share with you about Communion today. It will be a little different than what we are used to. Haven't tried this. Thought we would try this for you today, see how it goes. On Easter Sunday, we'll have a full house, and we will be sharing in communion that day. Freedom Life and I will be worshiping together. And I just want to make sure, what time are we all worshiping on Easter Sunday? All right, 9:30. So, in order for us to try to do communion with that many people, and also in recognition that it's still flu and cold season and everything else, we'll try this today. This was actually an idea that someone saw, well, Freddie saw traveling across the United States, as he does, in a church some weeks ago, and we're going to try to see if it even works for me. The bread will be in a cup, like the juice is in. The juice will be in the cup that you're used to. The juice cup will be sitting on top of the bread in the bread cup. So when you're served today and the tray comes by, you will actually receive both cups. So you'll just take the top cup. You'll have both the bread in a cup. You'll have the juice in a cup. And that works out just great, especially if you have three hands. So what you have to figure out is, couple, how can I do this? Please do not, we probably should have done this, pour the juice on top of the bread and just take it as one big gulp. We don't think that's what Jesus had in mind. So you'll have in a cup, you'll have the bread, and once you have it, we'll take the bread together. Then you'll have the juice, but you'll have it all together. So just beware, please, as it is passed along to you, that you will be receiving both cups, okay? And then we will take it as we usually do. So I hope that's fairly clear enough for you. We wanted to try it out today, see how things go with us with that and with things we might have to work out with it. If you need assistance, as the deacons come to you, they will be available. If you need to just ask a neighbor for assistance, please feel free to do so. And if it looks like that this works well for us and we can do this on Easter Sunday, we will be able to share communion in that way. All right? So let's give it a try today, see how it goes. I'll make this. All right, in Matthew 5, let's begin reading at verse 1, please. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Let me lead us, please, as we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to stand in this crowd with Jesus as he utters his opening words about the kingdom of God. As many in that crowd, perhaps these would be the very first things they would ever hear. Perhaps this is the very first time they have ever seen him. And as we come to words of beatitudes that we are familiar with, we pray that they will refresh us today. They will prepare us for communion. They will challenge us, perhaps in a new way. They will transform us. They will bring something back to memory or something to light. They will clarify our life. And we can just resettle ourselves into these opening words of God's kingdom among us. So we come to them, we listen along to Jesus and imagine him speaking these very words to us. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen.